Impeachment vote, trade deal. I'm John Trout. Amid new documents released by the Democrats further implicating White House associates involved in dealings with Ukraine, the House votes later today whether to send articles of impeachment against the president to the Senate.
The vote in the House paves the way for President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate to begin within days. The big question is whether that trial will include witness testimony and documents, including newly released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Senator Schumer says Parnas and Giuliani were involved in activities on behalf of the president that led to Trump's impeachment in the first place. With the trial expected to begin in earnest next Tuesday, there's no telling how long it will last. We do know the rules call for the trial to continue 6 days a week until it's done. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells CNBC China will comply in a new trade deal, putting to rest issues that have been plaguing U.S. businesses.
China has agreed to put together very significant laws to change rules and regulations, and have made very strong commitments to our companies that there will not be forced technology going forward. And I think that's a very big win for our technology companies, for our businesses, and for American workers.
Phase one of the deal is to take effect today after a White House signing ceremony. Last night's Democratic presidential debate in Iowa, the final chance for Democratic presidential candidates to go head-to-head before state caucuses. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
The campaign that we are going to run will expose the fraudulency of who Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is corrupt, he is a pathological liar, and he is a fraud.
Russian government officials are resigning at this hour as President Putin proposes changes that would weaken his successor. I'm John Trout.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you can do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Hit your Lucky Sevens jackpot this January at Kokopah Casino. You could win up to $1,000 cash Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. through the 31st of January at Kokopah. Drawings are 4, 6, and 8 p.m., and two winners each hour will pick three prizes from the prize bag and take home their combined amount. You can earn entries daily by playing your favorite slots or table games with your rewards card. For complete rules, see the Kokopah Casino Rewards Club. Get lucky in January with Lucky Sevens jackpot. Winning is just around the corner at Kokopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Today's Chamber Chatter brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYECARE to schedule your next appointment.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
Wow, what a great story. And what are you waiting for? Join Mark Patrick Seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. That's right. Seminar tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma. Time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar starts at 8 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30 p.m.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 72 today, 47 tonight. Same thing for tomorrow. Sunny and 72, then 48 tomorrow night. 70 and sunny on Friday, 47 Friday night. Winds at about 5 to 10 miles per hour through Friday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You. In studio, we have Jackie Safford, who is the office manager of Yuma Oncology. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
And we have Dr. Savish Vakilian, who is the radiation oncologist at Yuma Oncology. Good morning, Dr. Vakilian.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. So, when I appreciate you being on, because cancer treatment, cancer survival, cancer... Gosh, I don't know how to exactly phrase it, but it's really near and dear to my heart. When someone comes in the office, Jackie, for the first time, what is that initial process like?
Well, unfortunately, we meet individuals on one of the worst days of their life. They've been told they have cancer. So we have to establish trust with them. A lot of us have individuals or ourselves have gone through the cancer process. So we know what they're going to ask and what they're not going to ask. And we take that opportunity to take them by the hand, build the trust, and walk them through.
We talk about build trust. We were talking off the air, you know, how hard is it to get that patient to be completely honest with you? Like, Jackie, you're filling out the forms, I have one beer every 2 days, when the reality is I have three beers a night. I mean, how important is that information to you as they're first coming in?
It is very important that people be honest with us. And it's not that we're judging them, it's just we need to know this, especially with the family history. That's very, very, very important.
Okay, why is that important, Jackie?
Because like with colon cancer, if your grandfather had it, colon cancer is genetic. You have a risk.
I did not know that. I did not know that. So let's say for us mere mortals, are there things we should do, things we should look out for? Is it genetics? Is it environmental? Is it things we eat, places we live? Is there any one answer to that?
Not really. Cancer can strike at any time. It depends upon the individual's diet, their habits, their genetic history.
So, Dr. Vakilian, as a radiation oncologist, when you see the patient, what's that interaction like? Are they just scared to death, and you do your best job to calm them down? What's that like?
Yeah, you know, patients come in all shapes and sizes, obviously, and everyone is different. So a lot of them, by the time they come to us, they've already been given their diagnosis. A lot of them know what to expect. But some people, you know, when you're scared and emotions get involved, you don't always hear what the professionals are telling you. So they might have been told, but they don't really understand. And one good thing about our specialty is we get enough time with them to sit down and really, really explain and hold their hand and walk them through everything.
So you talked about holding their hand, explaining them to. Are there different processes for different cancers? I mean, walk me through a typical, I've got melanoma. I'm past skin cancer. It's now a bigger problem. How do you walk me through that process versus someone who maybe needs, you know, different kinds of radiation chemotherapy? I mean, walk me through that if you would.
Well, yeah, sure. So now, in modern times, cancer is treated in a multidisciplinary fashion. Meaning that the times where you would just go see your local doctor and they would, you know, just excise your melanoma and that would be it, those days are gone. There's three major types of cancer treatment requiring three different specialties. There's surgical oncology, which means surgery, removing tumors. So if you have a melanoma, the first step would be to set up with a surgical oncologist and remove the tumor with an appropriate margin. Then there's medical oncology, which is they specialize in giving chemotherapy, and that's a different specialty. So typically for melanomas it wouldn't necessarily apply, but for some cancers after surgery you might need to go and have chemotherapy.
Okay.
And then there's radiation oncology, which is my specialty, and we specialize in giving radiotherapy for cancer. So we have local tumor boards where we discuss all the patients and we all give our input and we decide on the treatment, and we're constantly in contact with our other colleagues in the field to discuss patients.
As a radiation oncologist, how has the radiation treatment evolved in the last 25 years? I watched my brother-in-law go through radiation and I thought that was the most barbaric thing I'd ever seen. So tell me how that's evolved in the last 25 years.
That's actually a great, great question. So our field has changed tremendously. Just in the last 25 years, there's been massive, massive changes. In the past, I mean, this is even, you know, when I was a kid maybe, radiation oncologists would basically plan radiation based on X-rays, two-dimensional X-rays. They would literally take X-ray films and then draw a square with a marker around where they wanted to target, and that's how they would. And then they would make these hand calculations to determine the dose and stuff like that.
Wow!
Right now it's a totally different world. Now we plan everything based on CT scan. So when we plan treatment, the first step is to go through a CT scan to simulate the patient, and the radiation therapy is both targeted and planned based on that CT scan. So we know exactly what area we're targeting, and we can aim the dose at the target while sparing all the normal tissues that we don't want to target.
So how finite is that target? Within a centimeter? Within a half inch? I mean, how targeted? Is it laser focused? I mean, how close a target can you
get? That's a very, very good question. Typically, the accuracy of a CT scan, just based on the pixels of a normal CT scan and the resolution of your screen, is within two millimeters. Okay.
Okay.
The best machines that we have can get within that 2 millimeter accuracy.
Again, sparing good tissue.
That's right.
And putting more of the medicine where it needs to work.
Exactly.
When my brother-in-law, he had his treatment, the mask that they built for him and things like that, because it was in his neck, I watched that thinking, I didn't have to go through that, thank goodness. But again, the fact that it was so very targeted and the other good cells were spared, he has a quality of life that 20 years ago would have been zero quality based upon the accuracy of the radiation and the lasers and the machines that they're using. It's pretty incredible stuff. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. And that's one of the biggest successes that we've had, actually, is with the head and neck cancer treatments. We're able to make sure that they have long-term quality of life, like sparing their salivary function, for example.
And vocal cords and everything else that goes along with it. I want to talk about more about the clinic, UM Oncology, after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. That's right, weight loss seminar tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma. Time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar starts at 8 p.m. Registration at 7:30 p.m.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit alversusagent.com. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sensima. His songs, my way.
February 28th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, Pipa Event Center at Quishon Casino Resort. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Get tickets now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
This is what most people's heart rate sounds like when they're getting their taxes done. And this is what it sounds like when you file at H&R Block. Because they've got upfront, transparent pricing, so you'll know the price before you begin. And that is my stomach demanding tacos. Upfront, transparent pricing. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now. Without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back, only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Jackie Safford, who is the office manager of Yuma Oncology. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
And Dr. Savarsh Vakilian, who is a radiation oncologist at Yuma Oncology. Good morning, Dr. Vakilian.
Good morning.
Someone's come in, they've been told that they have cancer. And there's a variety of cancers, which why it's a cure is just hard to come up with. But I've got prostate cancer. Okay, I've got to go through this process.
Okay.
Do you help them on the survival side or just get them through treatment and recovery first? I mean, how do we go through that communication process, Jackie?
Well, we get them through the treatment. We're going to let them know exactly what's going to happen, the side effects, and help them through that. Each week, they will have a weekly visit with Dr. Vakilian, and we'll discuss what's going on. And then after that, we'll have a one-month follow-up, then 3 months, then 6 months, then a year.
So when we had the expo, you had your oversized prostate. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was so much fun with people feeling the prostate.
That's something I just can't get out of my mind, actually. But is prostate cancer, is some of that preventable? Are there things we can do with our diet and exercise to prevent that, or is that also genetic?
I think some of it is genetic, and okay. Some of it is caused by our routine.
Okay. So if you had to give me advice on foods to avoid, would you give me advice on what? Other than we talked about Whoppers off the air. But and again, help me through the diet process if you could.
A lot less sugar. As much sugar as you can get out of your diet is the best. And for men, get those annual physical checkups.
Sugar?
Yes, sugar. Cancer loves sugar.
I've been a survivor now 16, 17 years. You're the first person just to say sugar as definitively as you said it. What's the correlation? Do we know?
So, like every other cells in your body, glucose, the cancers feed on glucose, which is a component of sugar. There's no actual solid evidence that reducing your sugar intake will decrease your risk of cancers necessarily, but just in general for your health, I would agree with Jackie. You know, you want to. It's not that you want to cut out all sugars, but you want to minimize it. Just like the other bad things, cholesterol, highly processed foods,
fried foods.
Yeah. You know, most epidemiologists will say that that there's only about one third, or about 35% of causes that cause cancer that are directly controllable by the person. So that includes habits like smoking, alcohol intake, diet, exercise, all that. All that is only about 35%. So the majority, unfortunately, and a lot of patients don't want to hear this because it feels like it's not under their control, but most of the causes of cancer are just down to pure bad luck, unfortunately. Okay. But there is 35% of those things that you can control.
Okay.
And that includes diet.
So, understanding that 65% of us are, and there's cancer cells, I understood, again, from one of the studies, there are cancer cells in our bodies, period. They're already present. Some are dormant, some are active, et cetera, et cetera. But, so 65% is just bad luck, but 35% can be controlled or mitigated somehow. On the survival side, now I've survived and I'm now in the process of just having better quality of life. Is how important does diet become then as a survivor? Is it just as important? Just be smart. Don't go straight to, burgers and fries. I mean, how does that help me as a survivor?
Well, diet is actually, believe it or not, one of the least studied aspects in all of medicine. And that's why we have, if you look in our society, we have all these extremes of diets going on. One of the reasons is because we really don't know as much as we should about diet. A lot of the dietary studies, if you look in the scientific literature, are either old or are based on dietary surveys and epidemiology, which is kind of the lowest level of evidence.
Okay.
In medicine and all of science, we like to do randomized controlled trials where we break patients down into groups and assign them a certain intervention to see if that makes a difference. We compare them to a control group that doesn't get that intervention. It's very hard to do with diet because how do you make sure that, let's say you force somebody on a vegetarian diet, how do you make sure that they're keeping up with that? You know what I mean?
Yep. The American Cancer Society, this is the third, it's called the Cancer CPS3, or the Cancer Prevention Study 3. The first cancer prevention study was done in the 50s that did have a correlation between smoking and cancer. They made that connection. That was in the 50s. My wife is part of CPS3, and what they do, they study people who don't have cancer. Okay, they really want to study. Okay, so if you have this, you eat here, you live here, you do this, you don't do that. So what does that look like? Because you've never had it, but maybe others in your family have. What sets you apart from those habits and that kind of stuff? So they're trying to find out how much is genetic, as Jackie referred to, how much is geographic, how much is so they're just trying to understand it much better. And it's the process is vast because there's so many different cancers.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yep. Are the cancers at UM Oncology cancers that you won't treat or can't treat? Or you pretty much take everybody and go from there?
We do take only adults. We
okay.
take 18 and older.
That's important to know.
We
okay.
don't do children.
That's mainly because pediatric oncology is kind of like a very niche specialty, and those patients typically, children will get different types of cancers. And so a lot of those patients nowadays are being treated at tertiary referral centers. We send them to Phoenix
okay.
or San Diego, where they see a lot of them.
Okay. Is there such a thing as a cancer cluster? Is there such a thing as that? Or is that a myth? Is it statistically valid?
No, that's a real thing. So,
okay.
So for example, there's parts of the world that have amazing amount of background radiation, just from the soil. much higher than normal, and you'll have clusters of cancers there just because there's natural radiation from the soil, from the rocks, and you find these cancer clusters. There's also places, for example, in North America where you have what's called a founder effect. So you had people from a specific part of Europe that came, and most of their descendants could be traced back to that. So they had some kind of genetic mutation, and because of a lot of inbreeding, that genetic mutation is very high in that population. So you can have cancer cluster in those populations.
So and that one's not geographic. That's more of a lineage and more heritage. Okay. What's fascinating about that is that it makes it harder to treat, make it harder to find a cure because it's just not controllable. A friend of mine lived near a golf course in the Dakotas, and like 50% of the people that lived on the golf course ended up with cancer of some sort. And again, that was for a variety of reasons, but again, that was more geographic.
Right.
So clusters do exist.
That's right.
Interesting. So, Jackie, at Yuma Oncology, why would I go to you rather than someplace else? What's unique about Yuma Oncology?
We're not a part of the hospital. We are a smaller clinic.
Okay.
We are very personable to the needs of the individuals, and we also have a tomotherapy machine, which is different than the Varian that is used at the hospital.
Okay. I'm a mere mortal. What does that mean?
Well, tomotherapy is when we do a brief scan every time we treat you.
Okay.
And then the radiation therapist match up that scan to the original one that we use to plan your therapy. The machine makes movements to line you up exactly. Then we send you in for your treatment. That makes it accurate to within millimeters.
So you do that every time?
Yes.
So you get a new report card every single treatment?
Yes, and Dr. Vakilian sees the images every day.
How important is that?
Well, that's very, very important. In the past, we only had what we call onboard imaging was limited to X-rays. So let's say we were treating your prostate, we get X-rays of your pelvis, but as most people know, on an X-ray you can't see the prostate. All you're seeing is bony anatomy, so you don't know where the prostate is moving. And with time, we found out that even within the day, your prostate can move, because right behind your prostate you have your rectum. And right on top of you, you have your bladder. So depending on how full or empty your rectum or bladder is, something as easy, as simple as you could have like a gas bubble in your rectum that can push your prostate out. And if we're narrowly targeting the prostate, we can miss it. But if we're doing daily MVCTs, which is the imaging that we have on our tomotherapy, we can exactly target the prostate. And that's a big factor in us being able to control the cancer or achieve cure more often in prostate cancer.
Or get me back to a quality of life faster and get me through my treatments quicker and ultimately save me money.
That's right.
So thank you for that. Because, again, what you do is not cheap. Because, again, the best doesn't cost the less. It's just you have to pay for it. So that's one example of why you're different. I mean, how big is your staff, Jackie?
We have 8 people working for
us. Okay. And doctors, physicians, how many physicians do we have?
We have Dr. Vakilian, who is here every day.
Okay.
And we have Dr. Gordon Grotto, who is a part member in the company, and he comes down every Thursday.
Okay. And again, you're seeing mostly prostate skin cancer treatments. What are we doing the most of, and why?
Well, we're doing prostate, breast cancer, head and neck, bladder, okay. Colon.
Is there an increase, decrease on any of those, or is it just a moving target?
It's pretty much a moving target.
Okay.
But we do offer an alternative skin cancer treatment.
Yeah, I think one thing about Yuma is, of course, the higher incidence of skin cancer. And that's just because of geographic location, sun exposure, and the fact that we tend to have, with the snowbirds, and we tend to have lighter skinned people to move down here. So I think that's a big factor.
Yep. I've been treated 3 times for skin cancer. All my left side, it's my automobile driver's side. So I'm going to talk about sunscreen and window tint, things like that after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. If you ever get annoyed,
The memories and the music of Roy Orbison are back. The Lonely, celebrating the music of Roy Orbison, including hits of the Traveling Wilburys and Everly Brothers, is coming to the Yuma Civic Center February 27th. All of your favorites, Oh Pretty Woman, Dream Baby, You Got It, Crying, and so many more of the legendary music that takes you back. Tickets are on sale now for this concert event February 27th at the Yuma Civic Center. The Lonely delivers a sensitive and dynamic tribute to the one and only Roy Orbison, plus the hits of the Traveling Wilburys and the Everly Brothers. The Lonely approaches music with a humble spirit and sincere desire to recreate the sounds and feel of the original recordings. It's only $50 for VIP seating and $35 for general admission. This show is a must-see and will sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for The Lonely. Tickets are available at the Yuma Civic Center, Parks and Rec Counter at City Hall, and the historic Yuma Theater. Or go online and get your tickets now at yumashowtickets.com. Produced by Rocket Boy Entertainment of America.
Pretty woman, look my way.
Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson can help you out with your weekend plans this Saturday. Join Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson along with over 200 hog members in their Winter Roundup Bike Night, 6 to 8 this Saturday night. Bring your friends and make new ones at Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson. It's Saturday from 6 to 8, located at 2550 East Gila Ridge Road in Yuma. For details, call 928-782-1931. 928-782-1931, Saturday night at Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson. All bikes are welcome.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
Spray Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Spriggs pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. The city of San Luis will soon solve the problem with the smell coming from the sewer in the residential area known as East Mesa, located by Avenue F and County 24th. Neighbors in the area have said they occasionally smell the strong odor coming from the sewer. According to the Director of Public Works, the city council has approved the purchase of Eco Verde to prevent smells. A job fair in El Centro drew hundreds of locals in hopes of getting hired at a new processing facility that will be opening up in El Centro very soon. The center will help process undocumented immigrants who are in the U.S. The starting hourly salary, $29.73. And they're looking to fill registered nurses, food service officers, case managers, and even a barber. The job fair will continue today starting at 9 a.m. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
Back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio, Jackie Saffret, who is the office manager of Yuma Oncology. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
And Dr. Siavash Vakilian. Dr. Vakilian is a radiation oncologist at Yuma Oncology. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Several Chamber of Commerce announcements. It's so, so very busy for January. I think we need to be February. Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, our annual awards an installation banquet, which is Friday night at Arizona Western College, starts at 6 o'clock, is sold out. We have no more seats. Hopefully you can find a seat with a friend, but through the support and generosity of this community, we are sold out for our annual awards and installation banquet Friday night. It's going to be a fun night. We're celebrating 115 years of serving businesses in Yuma County and the entertainment by the Gadsden Marching Band ought to be a ton of fun. Governor Doug Ducey will be here in Yuma Tuesday, January 21st, to deliver his State of the State address. He does it Yuma style. He takes some of the Southwestern Arizona issues and blends them into his State of the State speech. Looking forward to that. That's going to be at an 11:30 a.m. luncheon at the 3C Conference Center at the campus of Arizona Western College. Tickets are $25, but we have open seating for those that just want to hear the speech and don't do buffets or don't need to eat. So we have plenty of room for those folks as well. We do have tickets still available for that. We are sold out of sponsor tables for that event. Call the chamber, please, 782-2567. $25. It's a great lunch at AWC, and you get to see civics in action Tuesday, January 21st, 11:30 at AWC. The Chamber's monthly mixer is Wednesday the 22nd. That's the day after that. So Wednesday the 22nd, 5:30, Juliana's Patio Cafe. Brent Gordon and his team, they do great work here in Yuma. They've won Yuma's Best Awards for all kinds of things. So Juliana's, that's Wednesday the 22nd. We start at 5:30. $5 for members, $15 for non-members. Membership has its privileges, so you pay less for our events. But we invite everybody, $15 for non-members. Juliana's on the 22nd of January at 5:30. We get to celebrate the Member of the Month, who is our Facebook Live sponsor. The Yuma National Crossing Heritage Area is the January Member of the Month. Our next Good Morning Yuma, Thursday, February 13th at the Yuma Civic Center. Remember, it's at the Civic Center in February. That's Feb 13, Thursday, 6:30 a.m. It's sponsored by the Yuma Sun and the program. We will be presenting the 2019 Yuma's Best Awards. Regardless of whether you're a chamber member or not, everyone pays $15 for that breakfast. Last year, there were 440 people at that event. We look forward to another sellout at the Civic Center. Thursday, Feb 13, Civic Center, Good Morning Yuma, 6:30 a.m. It's going to be great. And again, we appreciate the support of all of you in Yuma County to the Chamber of Commerce. So, whew. And we have exciting things happening in South County I'll get to talk about next week. Anyway, I want to get back to Yuma Oncology, what makes you different. The website is yumaoncologycenter.com. The phone number is 928-317-9200. 317-9200. You said that you're different because you're not part of the hospital. Does that make you faster, quicker, better, closer to the patient? What's the really significant advantage to being independent?
Well, I just want to say that I work very closely with the doctors at the hospital, and this is not to bash them in any way. They provide excellent care as well.
That's the way Yuma is partnering up and really collaborating and communicating.
So they do a great job, but we have several advantages due to the fact of us being a smaller practice. We see the patients. We tend to see the patients much faster, so if they get a referral to us, we'll see them within 2 days. Usually, sometimes the same day, or sometimes the next day. We have no waiting list to get on our machine. So when it gets very busy at the hospital, we've heard of patients waiting 2 to 3 weeks, up to a month to get the treatment. We have no waiting time. As soon as we get the plan done, within the week, we'll start the patient on the treatment. The other thing is that since we're a small practice, we're able to spend a lot more individual time with each patient. We get to know our patients much better. A lot of our patients have expressed that they feel like they're part of the family, you know, and that's how we try to treat our patients, like members of our own family. So it's a much more, I would say, intimate experience.
When I walked into your office, I see the artwork on the wall, I see the letters from patients and things like that. It sounds like they really do feel like family. But how do you build that culture, Jackie? How does that happen?
Well, again, some of us have actually had relatives that have gone through cancer or have gone through cancer ourselves. And we know what they're going to be asking and what they're not going to be asking that they need to know. So in that respect, we can identify with the individual and walk them through the process better.
Do you help with caregivers at all, or is that something that's not in your lane?
We do help with other agencies that they might need, like home care or transportation, things of that nature.
So you help triage that out, because again, no two cancers are the same, no two cancer journeys are the same, no two treatment protocols are the same.
True.
So you help out with that as well?
Each one is an individual, and we take every one of their needs into consideration.
Okay. So how long have you been in Yuma, Jackie?
I've been in Yuma over 30 years.
Okay. And Dr. McKellen?
Just over a year and a half.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you like it so far?
Love it. Love it here. We just bought a house here. We're planning to live here for a long time.
And where did you move from?
So actually, most recently, I was only an hour away in El Centro, California, in the Imperial Valley.
Okay.
So I was there for 3 years. But my wife and I grew up in Canada on the East Coast. So
nice.
Very, very different.
Thank you. Anything particular about Yuma that you enjoy?
Believe it or not, I really like the weather here, you know, during the wintertime. The summertime is a little bit hot, but I enjoy the weather. I enjoy the people here, and I enjoy the outdoor living. So I've taken up a lot of fishing and hunting now that I've been here. You know, I used to live in big cities my whole life, so I like this more of an outdoor living style.
I like it. And you're right. You know, this isn't very Chamber of Commerce, but I had someone come in my office and say, if you can't take our summers, then you don't deserve our winters.
That's good.
So it was kind of true, because my first summer was 1991 in Tucson, and from Huntington Beach. I was like, holy smokes, this is hot. But after a couple of summers, you get used to it. So welcome to Yuma.
Thank you so much
for bringing your talents here.
Thank you.
30 years, Jackie.
Yep.
And where was home?
Home originally was North Carolina.
Okay.
So I was from the East Coast. So I came here and it was a hot, but not like the hot on the East Coast. That had like humidity with it. This is a dry hot. I love this hot.
Oh, yeah. The humidity is just horrible. I don't like it at all. So what got you to Yuma Oncology? How long have you been there?
I've been there 5 years.
Okay.
I actually had a daycare business for 22 years in Yuma, and the economy just flattened out. I lost my home. I lost my business.
Oh, my.
So I went through YPIC, which is now
Arizona at Work. Good partners in the chamber, yes.
They got me an internship, and it turned into a job.
And you're doing a fine job. There's some joy in what you're doing. I can see it in your face.
There is.
Are some days better than others?
Yes. Some days are better than others.
What's a good day, Jackie? Describe a good day for us.
A good day is when the patient comes in, and they see us, and they start to smile, and they leave and give us a hug.
It doesn't get any better than that. Dr. McKillian, do you ever have the opportunity to tell someone that they're cancer-free, or is that not your thing?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That happens way more often than you think, yeah. So I would say about 50% of our practice, maybe a little bit less than that, like 40 to 45% is palliative patients. And by palliative, we mean that we know from the get-go that they're not going to be cured. And so that's out in the open. We don't hide that. The patient knows that. The family knows that. So the goal is to keep them comfortable and to treat their symptoms. But if you take away that 45% or 40 or 45%, we have 55 to 60% of patients where the goal is cure. And out of that, we do cure a lot of patients. And that's a great feeling. When you tell them the scan was negative, and they give you a hug, it's the best feeling in the world.
There's nothing like it. It's like rocket fuel.
Yeah.
You're cancer-free. I never want to see you ever again. It's like you could fly. But the palliative piece, that takes a special human being to do that work. It's not for everybody. How do you do that, Dr. McKillian? That's got to be tough.
You know, it is tough. It is tough. And most of us, just like Jackie said, have personal experiences of cancer or have cancer in their family. My father, I lost my father, who I was very, very close to, pancreatic cancer 4 years ago in Canada, about 5 years ago in Canada, right before I moved to the United States. And it's very, very difficult, but that also gives me an insight into how the patient's family must be feeling. So it's difficult, but I think the key is to just, you know, if you're an empathic human being, hopefully is what we hope most healthcare
most
professionals
right.
are, you just try to think about how the patient is feeling and try to help them through that process.
And the entire family.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
My father to colon cancer.
No one fights this thing alone. I lost my father-in-law, I lost my sister. It's not fun. It's not fun. I want to talk about happier things after the break, if that's okay. We're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sing Sinatra. His songs, my songs, my way.
February 28th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, PIPA Event Center, Quitshawn Casino Resort. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Get tickets now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
Wow, what a great story. And what are you waiting for? Join Mark Patrick seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. That's right. Seminar tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma. Time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar starts at 8 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30 p.m.
Today's Chamber Chatter brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE to schedule your next appointment.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went, and guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, Jackie Saffert, who is the office manager of Yuma Oncology. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
And Dr. Sivash Vakilian, who is a radiation oncologist with Yuma Oncology. Good morning, Dr. Vakilian.
Good morning.
And we're doing Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Good morning, folks, on Facebook Live. Dr. Vakilian, you're from Canada, okay, born in Iran, and Jackie, you were raised
in North Carolina.
In North Carolina, okay. And now you're in Yuma. Thank you for that. Growing up as a kid, okay, and the things that you went through, did you ever realize you would be saving lives?
You know, that's a good question. As far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a physician. And it's probably because I had a lot of physicians in the family. Two of my uncles were physicians. One worked in St. Louis for the longest time. The other one is in the New York area. And I grew up around them a lot. And just seeing the satisfaction that they got going to work every day. They had a smile on their face every day when they went to work. And that's what made me, that's what turned me on to medicine.
Did you know you'd be doing this, Jackie, 30 years ago?
Not exactly this, but I joined the United States Coast Guard when I was right out of high school, and I loved saving lives, just making a difference in everyone's life. Well,
thank you for your service, by the way. Thank you for that.
And again, I met people on one of the worst days of their life.
Yep.
And so I just can kind of continue that through my other careers.
Today, when someone walks into UMA Oncology, they're coming in on one of the worst days of their lives, and you're still going through that. So where is the office located? Are you on 24th Street? I'm not sure where you are.
We are at Juliana's Patio Cafe in that complex.
Oh, okay.
It's 1951 West 25th Street, Suite F is in Frank.
Okay. So, yeah, the medical complex just east of Juliana's?
No, it's actually at Juliana's. There's the restaurant, and there's offices.
The office up front.
In the, we're in the site. There's like five offices there.
Got it. Okay. I'm just picturing the whole complex of where you are. So, Suite F?
Yes, we're the biggest suite.
Okay, and the address again is?
1951 West 25th Street.
Okay. So, Dr. McKillian, knowing what you know now, and you're here in America and saving lives, what would you tell your 8th grade, McKillian? What would you tell yourself in the 8th grade right now? What would you tell him in the 8th grade?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I would say, relax a little bit more and don't worry about your future as much. You know, I was a very stressed out kid, always worrying about academics and sports achievements and very results based. And that has to do with my upbringing as well. But I wish I could just be more relaxed and have more fun.
But having that stress propelled you to doing something great today. So that
That's
was a
true.
Propellant
That's
more
true.
Than anything.
That's true.
What would you tell your 8th grade self, Jackie?
That when Mrs. Howell took us to that nursing home and we were nice to those people, it was just a precursor of what I would do in the future.
When you were nice to those people, you absolutely made their day and could have possibly changed their trajectory just by being nice, just for a day. Because mm-hmm. that's what you do today. You're changing trajectories. You're changing people's lives. So when you tell somebody that they're cancer-free, doctor, what happens next after the hug? I mean, do we send them on their way? Do we help them with diet? Do we talk about their changing their habits? What do we do after that?
We continuously monitor them.
Okay.
So if the first scan shows no evidence of disease, doesn't necessarily mean that they can't come back later. There are some late recurrences where the cancer comes back after 5 to 7 years. So we continue to monitor them, we help them out with other aspects of their health. You know, if they have weight problems, we'll give them advice on diet and exercise. Try to help them to lose weight. If they have problems with diabetes or whatever else, we can refer them to other physicians that will help them with that. So, yeah, we try to take a holistic approach where, you know, once the cancer is taken care of, we look at the whole patient and try to make their life better.
Do you see in your lifetime a cure for cancer?
I think that's going to be very, very difficult just because, as you said before, cancer is not a monolithic disease. It's not one disease. There's, you know, prostate cancer is completely different from breast cancer. It's completely different from pancreatic cancer. So to find a single cure for all cancers is going to be very, very, very difficult. But I think that in my lifetime, we're going to get to a point where most cancers are no longer fatal. Something might happen where it becomes more of a chronic disease that you live with and you have to take treatments for, but we're able to extend the survival to the point where patients can live a normal lifespan.
You know, it's no longer a death sentence, truly, and my work with the American Cancer Society for the last almost 18 years, it's not a death sentence. I mean, there is quality of life, you know, after treatment. There's quality of life after diagnosis.
Right.
There truly is. Are we seeing more of one and less of the other, Jackie? Are we seeing more of a particular cancer or less of another? Or too hard to tell?
I think it's too hard to tell.
Okay. Dr. McKillian?
Well, I mean, there are some changes in incidences of cancer based on some of the interventions that we've done. Like the classic example is cervical cancer. Once we found out that almost all cervical cancers are caused by a virus called HPV, and we've come up with, the first thing was the Pap smear. That everybody was getting screened with the Pap smear, and now we have vaccines. The incidence of cervical cancer has gone down to very, very low levels in developed countries.
That's still the number one.
Yeah, that's huge. Still the number one killer in developing countries in gynecological cancers in women. And here we've almost eradicated it. The other good example is in lung cancer. Because of the decrease in smoking, we used to have predominantly one type of cancer called squamous cell carcinomas. And now that people have cut down smoking dramatically in North America, the incidence of that cancer has gone down. We get more adenocarcinomas or other cancers that are less related to smoking and more related to, like, for example, genetics, bad luck.
Okay, so there is hope.
Yeah.
There is hope. I heard in passing, I read something in passing, that there is a possibility of a cure somewhat for cervical cancer for prostate cancer, that there were some studies being done. Do you know anything about that, or is that something that that's just I read because I maybe I was just in tune to it?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. But there is hope for folks because, again, the work being done by the American Cancer Society, what's being done with survival rates for breast cancer, survival rates, as you said, cervical cancer, survival rates for all cancers across the board are increasing. Last year, the American Cancer Society said they saw the first decrease in cancer deaths in something like 40 years.
That's right.
For the first time. Right. You're doing something right.
Right. I think you know, not to toot our own horns, like... I think treatment has made a good impact, but I think the biggest impact society-wide has been society-wide interventions of screening and prevention. That's going to have the biggest impact on people. For example, stopping smoking has been one of the biggest interventions that have decreased cancer rates. And if you look at the numbers, like epidemiologically, it dwarfs anything else that we've been able to do. And then screening things like mammography for breast cancer, Pap smears for cervical cancer have made a huge, huge impact. So catching the cancers early is key to being able to cure them.
We're here in Yuma. We talked briefly about skin cancers and things like that. Is there a SPF 5 million I should be wearing? Is there a sunscreen you recommend more than others? Is there a number that's desirable? Walk me through that, because I go to the sunscreen aisle, and there's 87 different varieties to choose from. Help me out with that one.
SPF 50.
Okay.
That's a good one. It gives you really good protection. But again, if you're like out in the elements or swimming, you need to reapply. A lot of people will put it on in the morning and think, I'm good for 12 hours. But you need to reapply if something like that happens, if you sweat.
Okay. Is the spray better than the cream, or it doesn't matter?
Well,
I'm a spray guy.
Yeah, the spray is fine. It's not one better than the other, but you have to reapply more often.
Okay.
The cream tends to stay on your skin longer, and part of the way the creams protect you from the sun is just like a local blocking effect. So you want it to be on your skin. And the spray tends to wash off easier.
Okay.
So you have to reapply more often.
And window tinting? You recommend window tinting?
I do, especially here in Yuma.
Okay. So your chamber members that do window tinting, sprigs, and you know, folks, get your windows tinted. Because, again, it does help.
Yeah.
It's been proven to help. So thank you for that. Any last words before we finish?
No, we're just located down at Juliana's Patio Cafe. We will work with doctors to get the patients in. We don't have a waiting list. Give us a call at 928-317-9200.
Super. Thanks for listening to Chamber Chatter. We appreciate it. Have a great Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.